With SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. A passenger jet en route from Denver to Pierre and then to Watertown had to make an emergency landing in Scottsbluff, Nebraska. Aerodynamics Incorporated officials say Flight 217 was operating under an affiliation with Great Lakes Airlines and landed safely at Western Nebraska Regional Airport in Scottsbluff at around 6:40 last night. Darwin Skelton is the administrator of the Western Nebraska Regional Airport. He says the plane lost power in one of its two engines while cruising at more than 30,000 feet. He says all of the 46 passengers and the plane's three crew members got off the aircraft and into the terminal safely.
We brought them in and started in the process of trying to work with the airline and our local people to either find accommodations for them, or if they wanted to get cars and go on to Pierre or Watertown or back to Denver or whatever they wanted to do.
Skelton says some passengers were lodged in a Scottsbluff hotel, others took rental cars, and for the rest, a coach company from Denver transported people to Pierre. The plane is being repaired at the Scottsbluff Airport. Recent rainfall and cool temperatures have helped improve drought conditions in several parts of South Dakota. The south central part of the state saw the most improvement, while parts of western and central South Dakota are still struggling with extreme drought. Melissa Smith with the National Weather Service says the weather over the last several weeks has helped keep drought in several areas from worsening. She says the weather is expected to get hotter as the month goes on. Smith says water shortages are negatively affecting many crops and cattle. She says many farmers will have a hard time recovering from the drought.
So we are seeing an increase in cattle sales and feed shortages, and having this extra moisture this time of the year is beneficial for some crops. However, some of those pastures and haylands were so devastated due to those really dry conditions in May and June that it's going to be hard for them to recover this year.
Smith says cool temperatures are expected to persist into early next week. You're with listener-supported South Dakota Public Broadcasting.